going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's got to be an algorithm to it because it's got to be word count meets quality of statement. Like the specificity with which he talked about Dylan Gabriel on Friday did not match up with the specificity of his comments on drafting Shador on Saturday.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Like, if, for instance, I say, "Oh man, my youngest kids are such good kids. They, you know, they really love them, and they're each coming into their own personality." You know, oh hey, Olivia's great. Like, if, okay, that was an awful example. Well, failed on the floor.
You're also telling us which one the golden. Do you have a golden child?
No, I mean Vanessa might disagree, but no, I don't. I could never do that. I it would like hurt my feelings to hurt my kids' feelings.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because of like how I grew up and the way things kind of went with my family.
Pitting their love against each other?
No. Just the idea of there were times where I felt like the just least favorite kid. And it was nobody's fault. It was all how I felt. But that really sucks. Like, well, that really, 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 really hurts for a really long time.
It is kind of weird, though, if someone has a wire-to-wire always the golden child, right? You kind of want to be up and down and up and down when you think back on it.
Yeah, like, honestly, if somebody's a golden child, they're not failing enough. Like, and if they're, yeah, if they're
life
not
hasn't
failing
kicked
enough,
them in the ass enough,
if they're not failing enough, then they're not trying enough.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta fail a little bit to go ahead and learn your lessons and become the best iteration of yourself. If everything's easy-peasy, what are you doing, really?
Yeah, I've come from the belief that the world is doing push-ups ready to kick your ass. Like, if you're just always the golden child, it's not doing enough hard lessons out there.
I can tell you, as somebody who's been out in the world now for many years, that's exactly what the world is doing.
Uh-huh.
It is just, oh, you thought you'd had enough. Here's another foot, sir. By the way, a little birdie tells us, it's Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com, saying Darius Garland, toe. Not on the court for his normal pregame warm-up time. Is this if he doesn't play tonight? You feeling good about that?
How can I say anything different based off of what we saw in Game 3?
I mean, I think it is a bit of a risk not having him out there for two of these games, even if they should still win.
I know, but Game 3 was so emphatic that. So listen, I was getting ready when before Game 3 tipped off. I was thinking about whether or not I was going to give him the old Peterlin pass, right?
Like
I was
Peterlin pass.
Thank you. I was thinking about it. I'm like, if they don't have Darius Garland, can we think about him the same way? The core four needs to all be intact, all these other type of things. But Miami is just such doo-doo of a basketball team, and the Cavs are playing so good that I can't look at Darius not being on the court and suggest anything out of it.
Let's say it's a close game. They lose by 2 points to extend this thing to game five.
Welcome to game five. I'll be thinking about I will probably find some way to blame the NBA for always doing gentleman sweep anyway.
I also was thinking maybe blame the referees for the way the whistles went in the first two games.
Well, no, but they won those games, so it doesn't really matter.
No, it does matter, because bleep those referees. Get Tony Brothers out of this league. Now, listen, if I don't know how serious this is, and I think it's definitely something that we can. If it costs you two games of the playoffs, should we think this is more serious than the Cavs have let on?
oh, we always should think things are more serious than what the Cavs lead on. And, like, I read Chris earlier today, and Chris was making the suggestion that, like, with the whole week or whatever, the Cavs believe that he'll be fine. Like, Atkinson believes that he'll be good and ready to go. But I don't trust them at all, Nick. Like, and so in the Indiana series, game one, if Darius is on the court, yeah, we get a highlight Darius. Now, the thing I don't want to have happen is if Darius struggles, everyone just turns around and says it's on the injury and have nothing to do with the postseason. But if the shoe fits right now, the shoe fits.
But it might not fit because of the toe. You didn't think about that analogy, did you?
No, you're right about toe. Well, I think you saying toe maybe had me thinking about that analogy to begin with.
Now, speaking of...
I almost interrupted you when you said toe, like, and didn't break stride. I almost interrupted you and being like, arm? Shoulder? Because the way you read it, just read it so, like, it didn't read it like it was the injury. It's, Darius Garland is toe out, or not practicing for today's game. It was like, it was funny.
You're not wrong. Now, speaking of... we'll just throw this out there. 216-474-0092. Will you be disappointed if the Cavs don't finish off the sweep tonight?
We just have a hard time getting up.
Well, but I think, easy, I do think the Darius Garland injury has given you a little bit of leeway in this game, right? Like, I think there's going to be a fair amount of people making excuses for the Cavs tomorrow if it's a close loss and you didn't have Darius today.
I mean, you mentioned how Donovan didn't seem like he was needing to put the world on his shoulders in Game 3, and there seemed like it was a focused attack in Game 3 to maybe let Donovan just kind of chill. I don't expect that tonight from Donovan. I expect Donovan to play pretty hard, and with that, the idea in mind, thinking that you just want to end the series, do it for Darius's health more than anything and everyone else's health, and just end this thing and get on to the round two.
So, we've talked a lot about the Cavs side of this. Tyler Hero, and this is going to be courtesy of the Miami Heat social media team. Tyler Hero does not like the idea of being swept today. This might be borderline a bit of a guarantee, though.
I told the guys in the locker room, you know, we wanted to be here. You know, we're the 10th seed. We had two games to win on the road. We could have let go of the rope then, but we wanted this. We wanted to be in the playoffs. You know, we're going to play till the final buzzer. We just got to keep playing. That's what we're paid to do, and that's who we are as an organization. We want to compete, and we're not going out 4-0.
I kind of hope they do.
It's not their choice.
Well, but
Tyler Hero's got no say in it. He can play his butt off. They just don't have the players.
Everything he said up until that last 1 second of that clip is not a guarantee.
Well, that sounded like he was debating whether or not they even wanted to do the postseason.
Yeah, so I think that's a good point.
As if like Pat Riley like gave him an option, like, you guys want to go to Cancun now, or you guys want to do the playoffs? You don't have Jimmy Butler. You're not very good. You're going to lose in the first round. But if you want to, then we can make this push.
All right, now we know players in the NBA all the time. It's the Michael Jordan thing, right? They take like a perceived slight. Or they invent a slight in their head, and then they take it out on somebody who has no idea that they feel slighted.
Yeah.
Do you want the Cavs to play this back and be like, they think they're not getting swept
tonight?
So
that's the only weak part about Darius not being involved in these two games, if he's not out tonight, is that Darius was the lead crap talker, and then he's just gone. I don't love that. Because I want Darius to be there to then laugh and dance on their grave is what I want. I want him to talk the crap and then also be like, hey, Tyler Hero, we're still going to pick on you and you got no chance. Here we go.
I mean, he'll still be there.
I know,
he'll
be but on it's the not side. The same.
He's got those nice like light blue jeans.
But John from the sideline never hits the same way. It doesn't.
Oh, I think if you're down 3-0.
You're in street clothes, which, by the way, his choice of street clothes would be really funny tonight. If he dresses like he's going to the beach or something like that, like, you just troll him a little bit. But it sucks that he was able to talk.
Maybe the Museum of Sex.
And that, too. You're suggesting he just... Not saying it. Never mind.
Who wants to be daddy? Certain chaps.
Well, it was like the scene in Dodgeball when they don't have their uniforms.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
You talk that much crap. You bring the fire out of the Heat players. Adebayo had to speak on it. Tyler Hero's now been vocal. Like, we got ourselves a real conversation before game three, and then he just wasn't there. It's not his fault. He's injured. But I'd like that redemption for him to be on the court and actually face the music a little bit with all that crap talk.
I actually think that's the funniest thing possible, is Darius injected some juice into this conversation. Only for Darius to not have to be there. And the Heat, I mean, Tyler Hero was pissed. Bam Adebayo was pissed. They were so mad about what Darius Garland had to say. And then they got spanked at home. Like, they also were visiting a certain museum in South Beach.
Nicely done.
there, you know, certain things are happening there. No, I mean, that's like, that to me is the funniest part of this. That's why I thought, like, after game three, there's no game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Game four fight. There's just not. There's no way. Tyler Higgins can say whatever the hell he wants.
Is there hasn't been enough fight to begin with in the series anyway from Miami.
I mean, we saw it a bit in game two.
I meant, like physically, right?
They should go fisticuffs?
We had the Donovan Mitchell push. That's really, there hasn't been much. Like, compare it to.
There was the Darius swat.
Yeah, the swat. Very gentle. Like, he's trying to kill a fly or something. Yeah. Compare it to the Orlando Boston series, which seems like everyone's throwing haymakers 24/7 and they're turning it into like the WWE. And it's just, it's got a night and day feel to it.
This actually brings up a really good point. Because my greatest annoyance with this, my greatest annoyance with this series is that the Heat are just a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
They just are.
Love sticking a safe.
Well, no, it's not even just, it's not just they're soft as hell. They do not push back on you at all. I can't remember who we had on, but they were like, well, Miami doesn't have size. It's like, Khalil Ware is 7 foot tall. Bam Adebayo.
Who said Miami doesn't have size? They have is size.
We had a guest last week that was like, well, Miami doesn't have a lot of size.
They don't
size.
Have a starter under 6'5".
No, I think they meant from their bigs. Meaning like, and it's like, okay.
You still have size.
Khalil's a 7 footer. You know, Bam 6'9" and was a small center until Khalil got there. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, this should be. Like, I know we can go big for big, but like, Miami's one advantage. I know I don't want to say one advantage. One way where they could hypothetically match the Cavs in an interesting way is you have a big with a lot of length as a shot blocker that is proficient three-point shooter in Khalil Ware. You've got one in Evan Mobley. They've got a kind of, I don't want to say physical, but they've got Bam's a little bit better of an offensive player than Jared is, but a rim-running threat and a guy who can also impact defensive or paint in the defense. Like, you know, it's not Spider-Man versus Spider-Man, but like there should be some interesting bigs matchup, and all I see is the Cavs bigs abusing Miami bigs.
Yeah, and then we get think pieces about how this is basically Max Strus's series. In the Max Strus revenge series, he's shined. Whereas many, many people have wanted to write Max Strus off, he has shined.
I just want to know if Bam Adebayo still doesn't know who Max Strus is.
I think he's got
can we get a little Ali tonight? What's my name? What's my name?
You
can't
really
say
funny.
The other one.
I actually do love the idea of just all the other Cavs players outside of the core four just talking a bunch of crap to Miami's players.
Yeah. I think, but it's got to be when you're up by like 30.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
By the way, how have we gotten this far into the show? And it feels like Tyler Hero's guarantee had no juice.
It never had juice to begin with.
Well, okay, no. But if you think about it, you're down 3-0. You've already had your little spat with Darius Garland.
People knew that man was just talking.
And
to
you
talk.
And I, how much have we actually talked about? You're 100% right, by the way. This is a toothless, effectless Heat team, of course. But I just think it's interesting. Like, this is the kind of stuff that, like, in previous years, us Cavs fans would eat up. And every time we go to talk about it, I'm like, it's Tyler Hero. He's a bum.
It's just that's part of the problem with the whole series. How do we take a series seriously when they built up all their wins and losses with Jimmy Butler and he's no longer there and the remaining pieces, we just don't think are very good.
Now, I think we've talked about how disappointed will you be or will Cavs fans be if the Cavs don't finish off the sweep tonight. Just from a big picture point, how important is it that the Cavs get this sweep?
I just think they need to just finish it off just from a health standpoint. I'm all thinking about health. That's the only reason why I want to make sure that they win game four. Nick, can you think of any other reason outside of that? No one has to prove anything.
We got a little breaking Browns news here.
It's not Deontay Johnson, is it?
Mike Garofalo tweeting out a mere seconds ago. Let me make sure this is for real. That is Mike Garofalo. The Browns are signing veteran wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
Well, all right. This does coincide with the idea that when you talk crap about a player, he becomes a member of the Cleveland Browns. He spent 4 months on Shador, and then it was always written in the stars he was going to come here. That's why we're having a celebration today. And then Deontay Johnson, you spent, 5 minutes earlier today?
I did.
No chance. But you definitely, we talked about his character issues. Yeah. We talked about the problem that he's been on 3 teams in 8 months. He has not been a good NFL player, all things considered. And here we go, Browns.
What are you doing, man?
You didn't want to crap all over the great draft weekend that the Browns had, and you're like, but I need 5 minutes to tell you what a bad idea Deontay Johnson is. And I'm right there with you, by the way. I don't think it's a great idea, but here he is.
And it's not like he played good football last year.
No.
If you watched him anywhere, like the Panthers are desperate for a good receiver. They didn't get it, right? Baltimore, desperate for another impact weapon for Lamar. They didn't get it. Guys, he failed out. In the last 2 years, he's failed out in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Houston. I'm not trying to go too hard at a young kid because, again, it's less about him and it's more about this locker room being ready to take on this. Like, if you were still trying to win this year, and when I say win, I'm not talking about getting to 8 or 9 wins. I get that. That's not what this move is. This is a low-risk, high-reward situation that you take when you think you have a chance to compete in the AFC, which if you still think at this point it is time to put down the paint because huffing it ain't doing you no good.
But why do they think he's cancerous? Why do they think that they're the team to get him headed in the right direction?
With no clarity at quarterback.
Well, I mean, that's what this move kind of signals to me in many ways, right? You're trying to give whatever quarterback that is an actual chance to succeed. They did not address the wide receiver position at all, and I think this is them saying we need that to be a little bit better than what it currently is, even if it comes at the cost of getting somebody that is just an absolute, absolute cancer to the locker room. Every locker room he's been in. He flat out refused to go in the game in Baltimore. He's like, no, I don't want to play. It's like, what? That's not an option. You don't get to have that option.
Are we setting Kevin Stefanski up to fail with this one? Because the whole point of this offseason, the next year has to be about, it has to be about healing that locker room and giving Kevin a chance. That's what the optimistic view of this is. That I don't know you're doing that if Deontay Johnson is in that locker room. And again, don't know the kid, never met him. I have no idea what he really is. I'm just looking at how he's bounced around the NFL and what it says about him and the stuff he's been suspended for. As much as I like the NFL draft or the Browns draft, I do not like this. The Browns signing veteran wide receiver Deontay Johnson. We got that going for us in case you missed it. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.